We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's the opening sentence from the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. We're just a few days away from celebrating its birthday, as well as the birth of the United States of America. While the Declaration of Independence is a document which served as an indictment of King George and his tyranny, it also clearly states and directly establishes that all who are present in this land have rights given to them by God. Those are, of course, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But since God is the one and only Creator, that one sentence is indeed recognition of the truth we read in Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. For by him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist. It's important to see, too, how when Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence and Congress made their additions and deletions, that they placed God before and over government. That is establishing that without the former, there can't be the latter. Romans chapter 11, verse 36 establishes this as well. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. For us to receive the blessings and gifts God creates for us, we need to, of course, acknowledge God, his might, his love, just as Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 teaches. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now let's look at these gifts that the Declaration of Independence establishes comes to us, all from God. Let's start with life. As we all know, all life is precious to God. Psalm 121, verses 7 and 8 tells us that. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your coming out and your coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, God in his own words gives us this promise. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. While God's gift of life to us is his perfect creation, as all of his are, we are not perfect. Obviously, if we stray from his word, we can damage and dirty this great gift that God gives to us all. All throughout the Bible, we receive the instructions that we need. We read this, for example, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. There's this insight we find in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. Now let's move on to liberty. Liberty is a gift from God which brings us closer to God. This is revealed to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Just as Jefferson wrote that the colonies sought freedom from tyranny, the gift of freedom offers that to all of us. As Paul writes in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. How we respond to liberty is one of our important decisions. Again, God's word gives us the truth for guidance that we need. Let's turn to James chapter 1, verse 25. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Further instruction comes to us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, yet not using liberty as a cloak for vice, but as bondservants of God. Finally, we have the pursuit of happiness. Some find happiness with their children, others find happiness with hobbies, traveling, learning, sports, movies, things like that. Now, those are certainly some ways to find happiness. As God's word makes abundantly clear, though, all will find happiness with God. He gives us a gift of happiness because he wants us to be happy. And when you read the words of Jesus in John chapter 15, verses 9 through 11, there is absolutely no question about this. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. The words from Jesus actually magnify what Solomon observes and shares in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 10 through 13. I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. As we approach the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence and the founding of America, as the last sentence declares what was to be done moving forward with America, let's all promise to do the same as we move forward as God's children in America. And for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.